And I thought, I think right now, if you're looking at it, you're going, man, Indianapolis could be a tough matchup. Ryan Liljo with us here on 610 Sports Radio, the former Chief, former Colt. And Ryan, you had success in the playoffs, man. What is the secret to winning in the postseason?
I don't know, man. Depends on who you ask. I mean, what did Dungy say last night? He said strong defense and mistake-free football. Listen, the way we did it in Indianapolis when we had a bunch of success was you don't change anything in the playoffs. When I got to Kansas City, Todd Haley wanted everybody to crank it up a gear in the postseason. It just doesn't work out that way. You kind of you do what you do all season long, and you know you hope you're healthy and you hope you're playing your best football late in the season like this. But it's do whatever you did to get there. So you know, as far as the Chiefs go, and they got a tough task with the Colts, man. These guys are playing really good football, fundamental football. They're not making mistakes. They're winning games on the line of scrimmage, which is something that you got to do this time of year. But the Chiefs don't turn the ball over, score early, score often, and hopefully your defense gets enough stops that you come out with more points than the other team.
You know, everybody's going to be talking about how good their offensive line is and not giving up sacks, and they haven't. I mean, they've given up the fewest amount of sacks all year, and I don't think they've given up any in the last 7 weeks. When you have a great offensive line against a very good pass rush, Chiefs probably the best pass rush in the NFL with the most sacks this year, who normally wins that battle?
Well, listen, I tell you what, again, it matters when they say score early and score often. If you can dictate the game, if you can get a lead in the football game, then your pass rush is obviously more effective. But if the Colts are leading and the Colts can dictate what they want to do, run, pass, play action, it's all on the table. Your defensive line can't pin their ears back and rush the passer, so it kind of negates that awesome pass rush. So it's all interrelated, the situation in the game, whether you're ahead or behind, whatever you're doing is working. So this offensive line for the Colts, man, I tell you, I've been kind of watching them because, you know, obviously my personal history with that team, and they've had trouble with the offensive line, and they really devoted a bunch of resources to that group here in the last couple of years. And it's really been amazing to see how they've kind of evolved. And watching them against the Texans and dominate up front, you got two rookies up there. One of which on the right tackle is a KC kid, and they're playing fantastic football. Okay, and it's not. I don't really care about the sacks. The sack stat. They're run blocking. Okay, they're road grading. They're run blocking about as good as any offensive line in the league is doing. That includes the Cowboys and the Raiders and whoever the best offensive lines in the league the last couple of years. These guys are playing better than them, and they're full of young guys. Okay, so it's going to be a tough challenge for the Chiefs' defense and defensive line, especially if on offense the Chiefs don't come out and put up some points early.
Ryan Liljo, former Chief, former Colt as well, joins us each and every Monday here on Fesco in the Morning. Ryan, we've kind of gotten the fear factor already of what the Colts can do. Can the Colts slow down, though, a Chiefs offense? The offense can dictate a lot of this matchup, as you'd mentioned.
Yeah, I haven't seen a lot of offense slow down this Chiefs offense. A lot of defenses, rather, sorry. Slow down this Chiefs offense. I don't know. You give Andy Reid a couple of weeks. This team, you get some of these guys healthy and back closer to 100%. I don't think you can slow them down. I don't know who it was, Baja. Maybe it was... I think it was Larry Johnson you were talking about. You interviewed him a while back, and he said the only team that could beat the Chiefs is the Chiefs. And I kind of see it that way. I mean, these guys, they got everything. They got their destiny. They got control of it. They've got an extra week in here to get healthy and rest up and prepare for a home football game and tournament. And I think offensively, what they do and what Andy, the way Andy's mind works and how dynamic some of these guys are on this offense, I don't think you can stop it. I really don't. I don't know as much about the Colts defense. They looked pretty good the other night against Houston, but Houston, man, they looked like the game was a little bit too big for them. So it was tough for me to scout that defense. But that defense played hard. They got that Tampa 2 you know, where they that's a pretty good matchup for them against the Chiefs, because it's a bend, don't break, kind of don't give up the big play kind of style of defense. Again, so, you know, who scores first, and field goals aren't going to cut it. Who scores touchdowns first is really going to it's going to dictate a lot of what happens in this football game, in my opinion.
All right, Ryan, before we let you go, the kicker last night for the Bears misses that one at the end. What happens to him in the locker room? Like, what's said to that guy after the game, after he misses a kick like that?
Well, listen, you know, you feel bad for that guy. I actually had a couple buddies over, one of which plays football last night, and I was talking about Mike Vanderjagt. When that happened to us, we were the number one seed. We had a bye week. We were playing Pittsburgh 2004 in our place, and a lot of stuff happened in that game, but we could have won it with a field goal at the end. Mike Vanderjagt misses it, and then the next week he's on Dave Letterman talking about it. So it depends on how this Parkey kid handles it, but... Okay, it was unfortunate, but there was a hand on the ball, was there not?
Right, there was.
See afterwards?
Yep.
Now listen, man, and so, you know, it doesn't absolve him, and it doesn't make anybody feel any better. It sucks. You got a 12-win team. I was rooting for that Bears team, man, and Nagy and those guys. You got a 12-win team, Chicago, the football, it's a football town. It's kind of resurgent now, and you lose by a field goal like that. That's unfortunate, but that's playoff football, man.
Was that game when Peyton called him the idiot kicker? Was that the?
I think that was probably right around the same time. Yeah, but you know, you never want to see it come into a kicker. I mean, the guy's not going to get wedgies and a swirly after the game for missing a kick. That's just one job. You hope, you know, but you don't want to be in the position to put it down to a kick. Okay. But it's unfortunate, but that's football, man.
If missing a kick like that doesn't constitute a wedgie or a swirly, what does?
Hey, I don't know. That's rude. That's bullying, man. You can't do that. It's 2019, Bob.
I forgot, Ryan. I forgot what year we were living in. Enjoy the game this weekend, my friend. I appreciate it.
Will do. Be good, buddy.
All right, take care. Ryan Liljan with us here on 610 Sports Radio. If missing a kick –